Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Were you blessed? Were you blessed? Celebrate Jesus. Thank you so much, sir, for a powerful exposition. As he was speaking, it was as though he was extraying my life. And I was seeing my journey. I think I'll quickly, you know, as briefly as possible, begin with that. And then we push into something else. I desire to drop a parting gift, at least, of activations of words of knowledge. And I pray that everyone here will understand and receive in Jesus' name. Thank you so much, Pastor. Thank you, Ma, for standing by Pastor. I appreciate everyone. Can we celebrate the father and the mother of this house? And please celebrate all those I came with as well. Thank you so much. Glory to God. Glory to God. Many times when we stand to minister, what I try to do is discern where the people are and what the need is. And Pastor has asked that I should flow. So I will try to flow. Please, I beg you in the name of God, be intentional. I saw Jesus healing hearts this morning. And so I think I'll quickly begin from there, because many people need healing. When you're not healed, there's a lot of limit to how far you can travel in the spirit. So I can quote a couple of scriptures. 2 Corinthians 2:4 to 11 shows us a picture. 2 Corinthians 2:4 to 11 shows us a picture of something that happened in the church in Corinth. And Paul, you know, was addressing a couple of things. And when you read down to about verse 8. Can you give us verse 8? You say, wherefore I beseech that you confirm your love towards him. There was a guy who, you know, messed up. You know the story, right? And he was asking that after you have, you know, made him realize he's wrong, you should confirm your love towards him. Next statement, verse 9. It says, for to this end also did I write. So I'm writing what I'm writing because of this guy that I told you to deal with before. And I'm writing so I can know your capacity to not just, you know, be strict, but to also love, to obey me in all things. When you follow through to 11, it makes a statement. Verse 11 says, lest Satan should what? Get the advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his devices. So now Paul was speaking that because they were not ignorant. But in our days, the truth is many believers are ignorant of his what? Devices. So this is not a scripture to confess. I'm not ignorant of Satan's devices. You are either ignorant or you are not ignorant. And your life usually is a mirror of what state you are in as far as this matter is concerned. So quickly, I began to notice, you know, because I was raised in a power ministry, and I have seen on a weekly basis, you know, the value of strength, of weight, of virtue, how it can turn a man's life from night to day. Growing up in that kind of setting set the pace for us to hunger for such things. And so we got into university, and in 200 level, I had a carryover, and then things began to shut down. That's when I began to experience depression. And for 1 year, my twin was my roommate. He didn't know how sad I was. They didn't know I was depressed, because we have learned the way of church. We've learned to act all the plays. Are you getting what I'm saying? We've learned to do all the things we should do well. A person doesn't just leave. I think it was a church in Lagos. Somebody left from church and jumped into the lagoon, right? Do you remember the story? Each time I think of that, I wonder how a person sat down, how I would feel as a pastor. I preached to somebody who was suicidal, finished listening, and went to kill himself. When you think deeply on that, that is quite strange, right? So he missed the worship session. Worship session didn't do it. The prayer session didn't do it. At no point was there a word that energized him enough to change his mind on that decision. So there's a way we can do church so much so that even a powerful conference such as this, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years down the line, if we're not intentional with things that we're hearing, we would face all these things because the words will be tried. And it will look like we didn't hear some of these things. Hallelujah to Jesus. Can I be real with us this morning? And so after that experience, I noticed, I began to find joy in ministry. First in the presence, these things are so real. I couldn't face the shame of sitting down, you know, in the class of my juniors because we were already, you know, getting popular and used by God and all that. And so I would go to secondary schools. I would charge. And the power of God would break out. And that's why I want to see if we can do an activation for words of knowledge. Everyone will receive grace to minister in words of knowledge this morning. Do we believe that? Do we believe that? I'm not trusting in your faith. I'm just telling you that everybody today will receive grace for what? Words of knowledge. This thing is simple once you understand. Now, I didn't know that there was so much joy you can find in ministry that you can almost douse all the pain around you, even though they are still there. And so when I went for that, one of the first ministrations, and I saw the power of God and all that, I was so joyful, I forgot all my pain. And when I came back to school, my pain resumed. And then I put a lineup of ministrations. Throughout that year, every week, I would minister and soak in the impact of the meeting. People's bodies littered all over the floor. As I'm praying, and I was angry with the devil also. So as I'm praying the Holy Ghost 12 hours, all I'm seeing is bodies littered. Bodies, people will fly out of the window. Jesus. And as everything is over, 1, 2, 3 days, and then it begins to wear out. And then I'm back again to that pain again. So many of us have those things that we run to, we go to, that helps us to numb the pain. But we're truly not really healed. The first time I encountered what real healing is when a lady, you know, after I changed school in SS1 to another school, lady lied against me and said, I didn't know about the lie until 2 years after. You know, that me and her used to kiss beside flower. You know, secondary school. We used beside flower. And she brought out card, wrote from her to me, showed the ladies. I'm sure you would believe such a thing if you see proof like that. Bought perfume, bought recharge card. I didn't have phone. I was buying somebody recharge card. So she showed them and they all believed. So for 2 years, they used to call me Chief Law. Chief Law means the man with wives, different, many wives. And I will answer it in the class. Yeah, Chief Law. I didn't know that was my name in the female hostel. That meant something else. And it broke my heart so much when I found out, because I now realize why many things were going on in class. There's a lady who used to say, you are such a devil. I didn't know why she would say those things. What did I do to this? If you like me, tell me you like me. What's the problem? All the time, you are always sounding like you've had something and you're so shocked of how evil I am. And then she said, later on when I found out, I began to understand why she would say those things. See, if you can preach this intensely and still have been doing these things behind, then you are a devil. Because I had a trance. People will be screaming, shouting, crying. So if you can do that and still be doing this consistently, something is wrong there, obviously, right? Something is really wrong. And there are many people who listen to me who need healing. You need help inside. Please listen. Are you getting what I'm saying? So after that season or that period, the lady had that I had found out because a couple of friends asked me, Lawrence, just want to ask, this thing, did it happen in SS1? I said, which thing? She mentioned me. Mentioned and said, no, you don't have to deny. It's okay, we're over it. Ah! I said, it didn't happen, no. Thank God it happened. I mean, it came out in SS3 before, you know, we left. So the lady found out. I was so pained, so ashamed. She wept all day and left the school. She didn't finish with us. That's how pained she was. So imagine how pained I was. I started looking at all the GS1, GS2, GS3 young people who my image had been tarnished before. Kai! So all these little ones believe. Kai. For 2 straight years. I mean, when an lie is established. Are you getting what I'm saying? Just like the lie of A. Allen. How many of us believe that he died a drunkard? Raise your hand. You read it. You tell me you don't believe. Raise your hand if you believe. Okay, you're hearing for the first time. Raise your hand. Now, it's an established lie. I don't know how many people will eventually hear the truth. But it was eventually found out that a very popular, you know, denomination, you know, connived with the doctor to draft a fake, you know, death report. And that he died of alcoholism. Today, millions of people believed a lie. And it was established, written in a book that many of us celebrate. So I went online, I think 2 years ago, to do my own part with the little influence God has given us to clear the air. This man didn't die of this. So it's possible that kind of thing happens to you and you're so pained. I mean, imagine somebody dies. He can't defend himself. Can he defend himself? So let me quickly push. So anyways, this happened. And then that night, I was kneeling down. I'm giving somebody a secret. Please pay attention. I was kneeling down and I was saying, Holy Spirit, my heart is offended. One of the ways you know, because the eyes are a light into the body, you can't look at the person you're offended with eye to eye. You would know, right? The face will change. The person begins to, you can just tell that I've done something or I'm feeling offended. When you hear the person's name or you hear something about the person, check your heart. You can see how your heart is reacting, right? You know there's something there. Are you getting what I'm saying? So, I knew I had been hurt. I knew I had been offended. At this time, I didn't even know the value, the danger of offense. I just didn't want it into my heart. But in the process of growing in ministry, I have seen, you know, the importance of guarding your heart because our weight is connected to it. I'm coming to that. Are you getting what I'm saying? Somebody's life is about to be helped this morning. That night, as I knelt down, I said, Holy Spirit, please help me. I am pained. I don't know who will not be pained by this. My image tarnished. Kai, how do I start explaining? Why will I start explaining? To be weird. You know, Lord, please help my heart. I don't know if I can forgive this person. This is really bad. And the Holy Spirit said, pray for her. Pray for her? Okay. No problem. So I started praying for her. I said, in the name of Jesus, everywhere you go, favor from my heart. From my heart. I started weeping. As I was weeping, many times that's how you get healed. As I was weeping and praying for her, all of a sudden, I was strengthened. I could look at her the next day, even though she left, like, literally immediately. I could look at her the next day and hug her if need be. And let her know, I have forgiven you from my heart. Now, I just realized that she might probably listen to this somewhere. Because I haven't seen her after then. But anyways, that was my first encounter with healing. And so I knew it was possible to not just numb the pain, but to heal from the pain. Are you getting what I'm saying? I'm telling you because I know 90-something% of believers have numbed things. What we don't understand about numbing is that the problem is not solved. It's just a matter of time. It will be full and you will not believe what you will do. a person who ministered on Sunday can think of dying on Monday. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because things are not healing. Things are being numbed, are being patched. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? But healing is possible. Healing is possible. Can you say healing is possible? Healing is possible. And joy is one of the instruments for healing. Praise God. Let's keep pushing. Just follow, all right? Just follow. They'll be very simple, but they will never leave you. Glory to Jesus. Now, another example of this, someone chatted me up some days ago. Nehemiah 8:10 says, "Joy of the Lord is our strength." It was 2015 when, you know, we had been ordained in church and all that. I went for NYSC after law school. And during NYSC, I tried to do some secondary school, outreaches. And in one of them, I was demonstrating to the children that they can host the power of God. Laid hands on this lady. She laid hands on a couple of others. The power of God came upon them. And it rested so strongly that after then, people would fall under the power when they touch her in the dining, everywhere. She was in boarding house. And that went on for days and for weeks. She was telling me recently, just a couple of days back, this week, that everybody she touched that was sick got healed. It was a strong activation with that healing anointing. Now what happened was her principal began to, you know, tell her that somebody, the person whoever prayed for you gave you demonic powers or whatever, and then there was rejection, there was all manner of words that were spoken against her, and then she shut down. And that's why I'm saying that our joy is connected to our strength. As she shut down, from that time, I was shocked when she was saying it. 7 straight years, she never saw a move. She never saw anything that looked like the power of God through her life again. Until, you know, recently when she was sending the message. And so it just confirmed again to me what this thing can do to a person. She was watching one of the meetings we had in Abuja, 12 hours, and we're rejoicing, just like I shared last night. And she followed in her house, rejoicing and shouting. And she said the power of God came upon her in her parlor. And her last one came into the house. And he called her, "Come and rejoice." Began to talk to her. And that one started crying. The power of God came on that one too. That one started vomiting, all manner of things. And I was like, she said, she noticed that she was now healed. Each time she thinks of that thing, she used to be very hot and so pained. But now she has been restored. She's happy now. And now the power of God, the strength, the weight, the virtue is now allowed to find more expression. I'm speaking as though I'm speaking to, you know, ministers, because there are many people who have risen in the body of Christ. And the enemy, knowing that your weight is connected to your joy gate, has sent all manner of offense. That usually happens all the time, to shut down your strength. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? And so when I saw, because I'm particular about my weight, let me explain quickly what I mean by that. Do you understand what I mean by weight? You sure? Because all this terminology, sometimes we don't get what we're saying. That thing that is making your attention to be arrested is my weight. That thing that is ensuring that every statement I make now, 1 year after, you can repeat some to me, is my weight. That thing that is ensuring that after now, you make a decision you couldn't have made before this meeting is my what? It's my weight. Sometimes you feel it, sometimes you don't. As I'm speaking now, I can begin to intentionally exert my weight on you, and you will feel the fire tangibly. Some of you are probably sensing things happening in your body as I'm talking, right? Raise your hand. You're sensing anything in your body. Aha. So those things are proof that the words being spoken are weighty. Remember what happened to the disciples going to Emmaus? It says, "Did our hearts not what? What do you think was burning?" It was tangible, apart from the fact that they could sense the weight of the words. Kai, when Jesus is talking to you, you can't be distracted. Follow me. They just begin. As if they cast a spell on you. Tangible weight that will rest on people. It's as if you can cut it, like Ben Hill used to say about Kachikuma. Like you can cut the presence with a knife. That weight is what gets certain things done at certain energy levels. And Satan knows that if you keep this consistently for many, many, many years, you will cause a lot of damage. So he's going to use the body against you, because most of the body of Christ is still maturing, right? We love the body of Christ. Can we celebrate the body of Christ? Most of the body of Christ is still maturing. So as you come out, I'm saying this because I believe from this conference, some rising stars are going to come out. Kai, do you believe what I'm saying? A person doesn't just come out. Things have been going on behind the scenes. And then a season of announcement comes. When that happens, if you were not ready to guard your joy gates, you will go down as quickly as you came up. Apart from the obvious reasons of plethora of meetings, when you have more ministrations than times of shutting down, naturally your weight will reduce. That has also happened to many people in the body of Christ, right? You just notice that the weight this person came with last year conference, as he's talking now, it doesn't seem to carry that weight. Have you experienced it before? Come on, raise your hand if you've experienced what I'm saying before. Because the men of God don't know. Or we assume people can't know. If you have experienced what I'm saying before, somebody was weighty. The next time you listen to the person, the weight seemed to have been gone. Raise your hand. At least this is about 80% or 90% of us. Showing that we can't deceive a person when it comes to this matter of weight. It is tangible. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I pay attention to it. I don't want to be distracted. I just wanted to stay on that a bit. Do you understand what I mean now? Now, our weight goes a long way to determine how much we can deliver into a life of a person. I've seen people run wild after 45 minutes or 1 hour of listening. One guy listened to a 5 minutes clip of prayer power. I have prayer power. Tell your neighbor, prayer power. And as he was listening, he entered into 13 and a half hours of praying in the spirit. It was like he got arrested by the weight. Some of you have pressed play on a song and the day shut down. If you understand what I'm saying, that's why we must pray for the men of that God is releasing to us with this precious weight. We need it. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I was telling a couple of ministers last night, you have no business on the mic without weight. Get out of the altar. You have no business talking to people without what? Weight. Whether you sound complex or you sound simple, please just have what? Just have weight. At the end of what you have said, let a person make a journey. Let a person make a decision, because the power of God must influence not just the body, must influence the soul and influence the spirit of people. Are you getting what I'm saying now? Glory to Jesus forever. Now, Father, help us. If faith comes by hearing, I can promise you, offense will also come by what? Hearing. So guarding your joy gates, please, I beg you, shut down everything that will come against your joy. There are some you can't avoid, right? But anybody who will come to say something, maybe it's when they told me that I now needed to forgive, yes or no? If they didn't tell me say I graduated, will I not be fine? So there are certain things you can avoid. There are some you can't avoid. Ensure you have nobody around you who gives you information that will hurt you. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? There are higher ways, you know, to go about this. We've already had some of the things that have been shared. You can route it through the spirit, and whether you hear or not hear. But it's still important to guard your heart. Is that clear? Because it's easier to look at a person and love the person when you've not heard. Yes or no? Now, it's easier. Are you blessed, please? It's easier. It's easier. It's easier. It's easier. It's easier. I'll be very real and vulnerable with you. It's easier. Oh. It's easier. It's easier. So anybody who gives me gist about what's happening any quarter, about I shut them down. Don't ever chat me up to tell me what anybody is saying about anything. Are you getting what I'm saying? Because I can love easily when I have not heard some of these things. There's a pastor who mentioned the name, but he pays people to read his newspaper for him. And they remove all the rubbish news and bring the good news. I said he pays people to do what? To read newspaper for him. That's how much he guards his heart. He has mentioned the name of this author already.
That's how intentional he is about his heart.
I'm checking to see if I should say something. Okay, I will keep the details of the names, but this major prophet went to meet him and said, because he had had issues in his nation, scandal and blah, blah, blah. And he went to meet this pastor and said, "Sir, I know you probably heard about the things that, you know, have happened around me and all that." He said, Kai. He said, "I hear no evil about anyone." Jesus. Those are the things me I hear when a person is talking. It's not just the results, but the manner of life. I said, no wonder this man has preserved his weight like this. No wonder he has risen. No wonder he can't be pulled down. Because he will never open his mouth to say anything about anyone. Not just that, he will never even allow his ears to hear anything about anyone. Do you see such strength? So decide, nobody will ever get you to speak evil about another person. Nobody will ever get your ears to hear evil. Are you getting what I'm saying? Decide it, because your joy gate is important for your weight in the spirit. There are conversations you have, even if you did not talk, you are still marked as a trespasser. Are you getting what I'm saying? There are things you cut yourself out of once you listen, not just talking. You are just in the environment and you didn't speak up. Hallelujah to Jesus. Number two, detach from everything that seems to be responsible for your joy. Now remember I said, I noticed the meetings were helping me. They were almost like drugs. I mean it. They were almost like drugs. As I'm watching the power of God ravaging lives, I say, I'm not good for nothing. I'm not good for nothing. I'm charged. I'm anointed. Jesus. All manner and God knows what I like. He knows what turns me on. It is power. One of those days, I was so depressed, went for a meeting, and the power of God moved so much. I was so sad that I said, "Everybody, gather around me, please. Let's sing a song and go and sleep. Lord, you are so..." The power of God fell everywhere. I said, "What is all this? What is all this? Stand up! What is all this?" The power of God continued to fall, continued to mess people up all over the place. I was wondering, what's going on here? I was not intending for that. I didn't know that also in that death process, much life was being birthed. That's another thing that we should take note of. Now, that night, because of how much power fell, a lady was on the floor, her hand stretched up like this. Eventually, the next day, I found out Jesus stretched out his hand towards her. And as she put her hand on his hand, I won't mention the name, which was JS3. Her hand stuck there like that on the floor. I was like, what is all this? Carry her to the hostel. And so when I got to the bed to lie down, I said, Jesus, thank you, Sha, because he touched me. He tried. He touched me. He got my attention. I said, that was good, Sha. Thank you. But please, take small out of that power and go and change my result. God bless you. Those were my exact words. I said, just take small out of that power and go and change my result. God bless you. The next morning, Sunday, people were trying to come around me for counseling. I mean, I was so depressed, I couldn't even see that the power of God was moving. That's when I saw, I see why Paul had the thorn in the flesh that he had. That's the only thing that could have kept him with the abundance of reality he was walking in. Now, because I had an history of using ministry to numb, you know, the pain, many years down the line, I would now have to learn to go beyond using ministry to numb the pain. We must learn to be joyful without any single attachment, not a single reason as it were, and yet you are what? Joyful. That's how deep we must be. Meeting or no meeting, platform or no platform, whatever it is, we are still what?
joyful. Because of our environment as a nation, there is hardness. This state also has a lot of hardness. In fact, a whole lot of anger and hardness. Yes or no? I remember in my law school in Yola, how slowly the buses move. I would tap the driver, sir. Who are you driving like this? Nobody on the road. We are just moving. Say, my brother, relax. You won't know what your territory has done to you until you go somewhere else. Why are they not moving? Why are they happy? I didn't know how messed up I was. I would minister, people would be touched by God, but I was in pain. I didn't know I was flowing from the anger. I will share a funny one. This guy invited me to a lorry to come and minister. And he told me, I didn't ask how many they are going to be. He said, I have about 30, 40, 50 of us. I said, okay, no problem. We'll make the sacrifice. We'll come over. Paid for the fellowship fuel, to fuel the bus, and then we went, me and about 6, 7 of us, and we prayed 12 hours preparing for the ministration. I was prepared to touch, by the grace of God, touch down and these lives will be blessed. And we traveled. I was so stressed, sleeping in the bus. We prayed 12 hours and you're traveling immediately to go. And we did all manner of funny things. Got there and they were working on the church. Laborers were coming in. They were repairing the church. I was confused. Is this the place we're going to host the meeting? Laborers were coming with bang bang, like everything was looking like they were building a church. I was wondering, are we literally about to build a church or minister to a set of people? They said, just come in, sir. So I came inside, about 2 children, and then 1 guy, I think a coordinator. So about 4 people. We were how many? So we're more than the people we met. That's when I knew that the power of God flows through your emotions. I knew it that day. That's why when you touch men of God, when you touch their joy gates, and they say it's like Oro Jadi Ashetele. Isaac said, go and cook for me. Let me eat it. And my soul will bless you. What's in your soul? Your emotions, right? Right? If you touch that place, I will shift you. And that's why honor is important. But quickly, so I got there and I didn't know how angry I was until I started talking. I was shouting, shout! You're not hungry for God! You are stood and dead! Your hearts were beating. The energy was, I was angry. It was not for souls. I was angry for the number of lives. Stay them up so much. I was shouting, screaming, angry, so pained. So, hallelujah. So anyways, I didn't know that most of the ministry I was doing was out of anger, not joy. I'm going somewhere. We'll gather teenagers together, 2016, and they will pray in the Holy Ghost 12 hours every day. Some of those days, they'll go on marathon fast, 3 days marathon. The power of God will touch them. I taught them how to give and receive the anointing. So they would do it all night. Nah, IBM screams in the hostel, shouting, they're just having fun with the power of God. With all those beautiful things, I remember a young boy, 7-year-old at the time, held the hands of a teenager and said, I release life. 2.5 hours, security men were holding him down, holding the girl down. So I was seeing what you call beautiful results. But I noticed anytime I come around, they run away from me. They will run into the hostel or run into, they run away. Jesus was not like this. Why are they afraid of me? I began to see, what can I do? I didn't know that subconsciously anger was being released from pain that I've not healed from. And then the body of Christ again doing their own fair share of supplying as many hurts as possible to support you in case you are healing too quickly. Praise God. How many of you are following what I'm saying? Ha! Ha! People are angry. Oh. I was in a couple of days back. Started meeting and I went to one restaurant to quickly eat and leave. And this lady was already angry before I arrived. So I said, sorry, can I get rice? Which rice? I don't even know if you have. I can't even see the rice. I don't know the types you have. I would have stored you the one I want. Which rice? So I had the option to give her back. Yes or no? Give her back. In the anointing safe. So I said, sorry, I know you're doing a very great job, but let your stress. If you see the way this lady melted and became happy and began to favor, like I was saying, gave me time, gave me attention. We sent the money, said check for alert. Said, no, I know the, you, so you know the money will arrive with the way this person is a good person. So you never know who is in so much pain, just needing just a little of that joy. That joy that is in your spirit. You have abundance of it. Are we together? So I was doing it with a lot of pain. And then eventually, I saw that I can't keep doing this. Because, listen carefully, I don't know how to explain this. But see it like your memory card in your phone. There's something we call catches, right? C-A-C-H-E-S. Once you have numbed, see the numbing like catches. The more you numb, the less space you have for real vital activity. Some of us think when we say, I love you, we can mean it. Where we are right now, you can't even mean any love you are saying. Because of how much numbing has gone on. That's why I feared pastoring. Jesus. Itinerant ministry, beautiful. You don't have to see the people again. Finish your whatever and disappear. I'll never see you again. But pastoring, Jesus. So when I saw how powerful the heart is and what offense can do to it, I said, Kai, I think that is the last thing I'm going to do. Until instead of sending us to also do the same pastoring. I ran and ran and ran and ran and ran. Why? Because every day, apart from the fact that people can offend, I was already attached to results. If I pray for you, I'm telling you sincerely, if I pray for you and nothing happens, you can live happy, I live sad. Because of how attached, and it's a good thing to take results serious. But I got so attached that if things don't happen, it affects me too. Which is a beautiful thing because it's not good when you're not even attached at all to any form of progress. If nothing happens, you're still fine. One man of God said, if he prays for you and nothing happens, he will give you the money to go and solve the problem. So by all means, he must feel the pain. I'm talking about Apostle Joshua Selman. One of his guys mentioned it. And I said, that is a beautiful strategy. Because if you paid for everything that you prayed for and did not happen, I'm sure you will go back to the secret and carry something heavy. Yes or no? Because he does not pay. Hallelujah to Jesus. So it can be a good thing, alright? To be intentional about results and not just allow things slide and just say, whatever happens, happens. No. But however, in the process of getting results, I didn't know I had not healed from a lot of things. So I went for an 8-month Bible program. Because when I watch white people online, I notice that they're always happy, they're always crying, they're always intimate, loving Jesus, and I'm big on that. Praise God. We are angry. We have wars. We have fights. And I said, I've had a lot of that. I want to love Jesus. And so during this 8-month program in Texas, I began to see how much garbage was in my heart. Apart from the pride, I won't go into all those ones. Apart from the pride, because many of the guys were younger in life, you know.
And I had seen some life, I'd seen some ministry already. So when I see the things that they talk about as great and powerful, I shake my head. I say, Kai, come to Nigeria. But for some reason, the Holy Ghost never stops laying on my heart the fact that despite the amount of power we have still to deal with this much problem of pain, sorrow, depression, because people are not healing and we're routing power through other means. Now, I began to notice that I was attached. I saw the way they were happy and it was offending me. I began to see that truly, for a person to sincerely follow God, and they had no external reasons for it, because government does everything for you, right? Everything works, right? So anybody you see seeking God is sincere about their pursuit, right? So from the word go, the foundation is right for a pure pursuit. Over here, the advantage we have is that we have enough problem to go around. So everybody, for example, we don't have issues with, I don't believe there is a God. We do. I know we have such issues, but trust me. Charlie in Benin City. Praise God. They've not flown over your roof before. How can you say there's no God? Are you okay? In this country, as life is looking like this, you say there's no God. Your very existence is proof. You traveled to Ibadan, came back safely. There's God. There has to be a God. Praise God. So because they didn't have a lot of that, a lot of people are pure in their pursuit. And because they are pure in their pursuit, they are able to hit things as though it's a joke. That must have been what made Pastor Yadiboye to come back and say, I will tell Nigerians that you are a racist if I don't see the things I saw in Kenetegin camp meeting. Because they are laughing, happy, and seeing what we are screaming and angry and shouting and not seeing. I remember people praying with balloon. They would write education on it, write school system on it, write government on it, and they'll be bouncing the balloon and praying. I said, Jesus is Lord. Just 24 hours, you know, round the clock. And they said, Lawrence, you know you can go back to the hostel? You don't have to be here all 24 hours. I said, sir, Mutishe 24, Mutishe 48, Mutishe 72, 96, 120. Oga, okay, I'm doing the whole 24. I've been waiting for this. You want me to do prayer watches? He was looking at me. But for some weird reason, you see them having results. Because they know how to route it through joy. When their joy started offending me, that's when I knew there is a problem. Why am I not happy that they are happy? Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Why are we not happy? Why are we happy that we're not happy? Why are we happy people are not happy when they come around? Why are you smiling? It's not professional to smile. It's professional to be sad, right? Joy is strength. Is somebody hearing what I'm saying? Joy is strength. Teaching my people in church, I said, nobody, all your problems, let it end at the door. As you enter here, this is how you are looking. See, the service is over. You can come for counseling and we talk to you and we try and solve some. But as you enter the service, come in with your joy, because everybody has joy. Everybody has what? Joy. Everybody has it in their spirit. So I began to engage, try, and just yield myself. Let me just see how God can help me. One man of God came by the name Terry Maris. And as he finished preaching, something happened to me. Kai, someone say wait. Kai, somebody say wait. Wait is important too. 3 months, I was not getting myself in the program. 4th month, this man came. And I noticed he said something. So I knew, there are a lot of remnants in this nation. He said, I was praying with my wife as we were traveling down 8 hours in the Holy Ghost. And as he was talking, it was sitting.
I said, who is this man? He came the next morning for morning session. And as he finished talking, it's like they tore my heart and did the surgery. I was shouting at the altar, take away pride from me. Jesus, I want to be happy. I want to be, because God, many people are standing behind the altar and there's no joy. No joy. Raise the voice now, shout, rejoice. Wow! We can do this forever and ever, amen. And a person still does not understand this reality of what? Joy. When this thing happened to me, all of a sudden, I began to be happy. Play with my mom. We're not used to those kind of ways of interacting with our parents. How many of you understand what I'm saying? How many of you tell your parents, I love you? You don't. Raise your hand. You can't. Raise your hand. And it's not like we had a problem in the home, but we just were not all boys, you know, as children. We're not mushy, mushy kind of stuff. If you say I love you more than once, there's a problem. Just say it and walk. Hallelujah to Jesus. Praise God. Ladies might not really understand what I'm saying. But if a guy turns to a guy now and say, my brother, I love you. Say, I love you too, I love you too. If I say it the second time, brother, I heard what you said the other time. Please don't say it again. The frequency is changing already, please. I'm getting hot, please. Hallelujah to Jesus. But can we decide, everywhere we go, we'll spread this fragrance of joy? Spread it, spread it. Get to a place, everybody's all being tight, uptight, and just begin to hum. I remember coming back and I was doing that in the bank and the next person started. The next person started singing. I said, are you serious? So all of us, we are all Christians, but when we get to a place, suddenly we are all... Are you getting what I'm saying? There's joy in your spirit. Release it in the car. Release it everywhere. Release the joy everywhere. You can't be wondering why you're always laughing, why you're always smiling. What is it? Attack those demons. Sorrow is a demon. The person is possessed. See it like that. Cast it out with what? Joy. I said I will not lose this ground again because something happened to my weight after that 8 months. But while I was still there, the enemy began again through the same offense. Listen carefully. Through the same offense thing. Began to spread rumors that I'm new age and so on and so forth among some of the people in the hostel. And the reason was because they were used to the power of God happening in the hall. Because I could demonstrate it in the hostel, anywhere, anytime you are interested, come, hold hands. But I teach young people, they will do it. So it was something, as far as I was concerned, is anywhere. And that's how it's supposed to be, right? It's not everywhere. Peter was walking. He said, what I have, I give unto you. He's conscious, supposed to be everywhere. Supposed to be conscious of it everywhere. So because it was like that, it was weird. They were wondering, first and foremost, you're not the head of the, you know. Anyways, they began to spread a lot of rumors. And then I became offended. I remember chatting with my mom and I said, I want to come back. I don't even know what I'm gaining here. My mom kept, because she had seen the growth. She had seen the journey I had made. She said, please don't let Satan stop what God is doing in your heart. Something has happened to you. Don't let the enemy cheat you of it. Please finish it. Finish what God is doing. Let it finish. And so I continued. I began to intentionally love on people who were, as it were, actively hurting me. I would sit down to eat. They would stand up from the table and go to another table. My pride will rise up. Amy. Amy. You are standing up. Wow. Glory. God began to rouse situations where they will need help and I'll be the one. Suddenly, I'll be there to quickly help. And I was doing my part. By the end of that whole season, the story had changed. And everybody, God began to raise voices to speak for me and so on and so forth. But anyways, where I'm going is, as a result of this, my weight multiplied. That was 2017. From May 2017, things started happening as I came back to the nation. All of a sudden, the sound began to spread. We have been singing. Check those whole shift. They've been doing the same thing. Check those who shift. We've been preaching, you know. We've been moving impartation. In fact, please listen to this carefully. I won't say it more than once. Many people, when they are announced, are not as weighty as when they were not announced. I know that some of you didn't catch what I just said. If you knew them when they were not known, you will know you did not meet them. Sir, you understand what I'm saying, sir? I say you've not met them. Mention the name right now. You didn't meet them when they were in their full strength. And as the year goes by, they will be getting more popular. I'm speaking with myself inclusive. There are many reasons for what is going on in the body of Christ. But please pray for God's servants that the Lord will strengthen them to keep watch in that place where it happened. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's why I've made retreat part of my life. If you don't do it, the body of Christ will plan your life, plan your calendar. Make it a part of your life as early as possible. As frequently as possible. Shut down. Tell your neighbor, shut down. Watch your joy gate. You notice that you're becoming angry, becoming irritated, becoming depressed. Everything's getting you pissed off. Shut down. Shut down. Shut down. Shut down. You need to cool off. Shut down. Are you getting what I'm saying? I didn't say take a break and go and do something. I mean shut down. Because in that presence is fullness of what? Of joy. I hope it's clear. Quickly, let's see if we can push words of knowledge. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Please give me the scripture. This has just died. Give me the scripture. Why we look to the things that are seen, or the things that are not seen. Things that are seen are temporal, things that are not seen are eternal. 1 Corinthians 4, right? Huh? 2 Corinthians 4:18, yes. Please give it to us. Let me show you something very quickly, and then we'll practice. Are we open for that? I sense that this church has some foundation, so we can push to this, right? I assume I'm talking to ministers. What you see that is strange on the altar is simple when you have understanding. It's very simple. This will work for your work with God. Those of you that don't hear God or don't know how to hear God is also important. Quickly together, want to go. Can you shout it? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Can you shout, I am healed? Wow. Jesus is healing hearts. How many of you can feel it? His healing hearts. Think of that person that hurts you now and shout, I forgive you. Think of the person first. Wait. I'm seeing things falling off people's shoulders. Chains falling off hands. And they are running free. They are able to thrive now. Can you think of the person? And declare, I forgive you. Those of you who need to forgive. In 1 minute, pray for anyone who has offended you. Pray for them now from your heart. Lift up your voice everywhere. Begin to pray for anyone who has hurt you. Please raise your voice. Raise your voice and pray. 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 Pray for them. Pray for them. I see the Lord healing hearts right now. I see the Lord healing hearts right now. I see the Lord healing hearts right now. I don't want to lose that ground that we just gained. Please pray. Please pray for them. That the Lord will reach them. The Lord will bless them. Pray. You will notice the struggle initially. Pray through and begin to pray intentionally. It's for your sake. It's for your sake. This is how you will rout your strength. Pray, 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 pray. 1 more minute. Please pray, 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 pray. Pray, pray. You have found me. Search no further. If you're looking for a man in this generation that will seek you, Lord, recklessly love you, Lord, you have found me. You have found me. Search no further. Jesus.
I want to make you smile, God. I want to bless your heart.
Please mean what we are saying. This is not religion. Pour your heart. Lord Jesus, I pray for this person in the name of Jesus. Let them shift from glory to glory. If you see what you have to gain, you'll be very intentional about it.
Jesus, my Lord. Bless your heart. Jesus, my Lord. I vow to wipe your tears. I vow to make you proud.
God, if you're looking for a guy in this generation that will fast and pray, that will reach the lost, you have found me. You have found me. Search no further. Please pray for them. Pray for them. Healing is very important. Let those things come out of the heart. Let Jesus have access to those places he has not been able to reach all these years of seeking and seeking and seeking and seeking and not finding. Let that heart right now be strengthened to lay hold on God. Decongest it right now. Release those people. Go ahead, ma. Please go ahead, ma. Go ahead, ma. This is your deliverance.
I want to wipe your tears.
I want to wipe your tears.
I want to make you proud.
I want to make you proud.
Tempting me, can't do it. Jamming of the pentala.
You have found me. Search no further. I see God touching many people's hearts. All those tears are not in vain. Let it flow. Let it flow. Please let it flow, ma'am. Let it flow, sir. Please let this thing flow. Some of you, the Holy Ghost is bringing back memories. And is touching you in those places now. Abraham prayed for Abimelech. That were shut were opened. Not long after that, Sarah carried a baby. Sarah carried a baby. Sarah carried a baby. She carried a baby. Release them so you can carry your baby. Ministry is waiting for you. Release them so you can fly. You can. Oh my God, the fire. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. It's a cleansing fire. It's cleansing you from within. Hallelujah. Please help me wait for a second.
I'm feeling the pain of some people right now. The Lord is healing you. Some of you, it's 10 years. I'm feeling the pain. You've been locked down for so long. Jesus is healing you now. Your life is starting today. And it was only you I came here for. It's worth it. It's worth it. It's worth it. All those shouting of amen and glory, that doesn't cause it to journey because of pain and pain and pain. Now when you pray, you will know he's with you. Before you call, he will answer. He has always been there, but that heart has not allowed you. Who shall ascend to the hill of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? He that has a clean hand and a pure heart. All the corruption is removed from that heart right now. All those journeys you've made in the flesh, you can look at God and still look at sin, and still look at God and still look at sin. That thing that happened to you that has made you deceitful is shut down your soul right now. That capacity to combine both evil and light. To say I love you, Jesus, and still stab him on the back. Those betrayal tendencies are shut down now. The Lord take you on a journey back to your innocence. I hear the Lord say, I am restoring your innocence. Now. All the evil, the atmosphere, the environment, church has come to you. You have been restored now. Jesus is carrying his baby. Jesus has come for his baby. Jesus has come for his baby. Can you shout, I love you, Jesus? Pour your love on him on 1 minute, in 1 minute. And we shift. Pour your love on him. Please mean what you are saying. I love you. Can you shout it again? Come on, he's healing. He's healing you. Thank you for healing me, Jesus. I feel the power of God. Hallelujah to Jesus. Glory to God. Please guard this progress you have made. I've made up my mind, nothing in this world will take that place of intimacy. I don't care what it is. Ministry, it won't touch it. No amount of progress will shift me from what matters the most. My lover. Call him his name. I love you. I love you, my lover. I love you. He's betting love beams in this place. You will know what it means for your heart to beat after Jesus. It won't be just a random act of service. Your heart will beat for the one that you love from today. Hallelujah to Jesus. What we have been teaching is not far-fetched. Without any gifts, without any extra thing, when you're with the one you love, there's a fullness of joy. Some of us understand what I'm saying, right? Just being in the presence of that one is enough. Just be there. You know what I'm talking about. Some of you have felt what I'm saying. That was enough. That was enough for you. That's all. That was enough for you. Just to be there. Just to be with the person. Time begins to fly.
You spend 5 hours and not understand how you spent 5 hours. Those things are restored now. Your heart will beat. It won't be labor. I love you, Jesus. I want to be here. Ministry is easy when it's like that. Hallelujah to Jesus. The Lord is restoring ministers of the gospel as I'm speaking. Please don't package. Your life depends on this. I beg you. I beg you. Be wise, please. I beg you. I beg you. You don't know when next. Everybody comes with their measure. Please, let God heal that heart once and for all today. Please. You can be happy again. You can be joyful for no specific reason again. Everything can make sense again. Your heart can beat for him again. You can be healed again. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Glory to God. Struggling with if I should push or just continue this flow and end it. What do you suggest? Should I just wrap this up? Because the other flow can distract us actually from this. We will learn something, we will gain, we will practice. It's a beautiful thing. But this is more important than that one. Because many miracle workers are sick. Many gifted people are hurt. Many powerful people are hurt. They need healing. Please turn to the person by your side. And I want you to be a point of contact for whoever might have hurt or offended them. Turn to the person by your side, please. We'll take turns. If it's a guy and you can give the person a hug, go ahead and do that. Please mean what I'm saying. I know some of us have not been in this place that we are right now, in the spirit. We have not been here in a long time. Some of us are not even familiar with this. Jesus is making your heart to be tender right now. That's what he's doing. You're feeling things you're not feeling before. Some of us have been hardened by life. Now you will feel things again. I told him, I know what it means to be tender in his presence. I lost it. I didn't mention that while speaking. That's why I traveled. This was so important to me. I don't want to say I love you and not mean it. Everybody's doing it. But I say it will not be Lawrence Oyo. And if I remove every title to keep it like that, I must never lose this tenderness. Keep doing the straight things in my life. And keep me hungry, thirsty, loving you, Jesus. See, the day I see your face, let it be real. Let everybody testify that he really loves God. He means what he's saying. What he's saying is real to him. Tell the person by your side, on behalf of whoever has hurt you, on behalf of whoever has wounded you, I apologize. On behalf of them, I'm sorry. I'm sorry for how you were treated. Speak these words intentionally. Everything pays when it's intentional. Everything counts when it's intentional. On behalf of whatever story, I'm declaring to you that I'm sorry. On behalf of the person, I'm sorry. On behalf of the body, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry you had to go through what you went through. You didn't deserve it. You deserve more. Please help her. She's healing from a lot of deep stuff. Put your hand on her. Put your hand on her. Lady, please put your hand on that lady.
Put your hand on her head. Tap her, please. Put your hand on her head. I stretch my hands towards you in the name of Jesus. No matter how far reaching it is, let the power of God pull you out. Become a love being. Let everything make sense. Let all the answers come now. Go ahead, take turns. Let the next person go ahead and do that. Some of us are wondering what's happening. We've been so hardy. You don't even know that your heart has... It has hardened to the point you don't even know what softness looks like. Some of us were born hardened. Our whole environment was hardened. We don't know what it means to feel things anymore. Don't cover it with any air. Let God help you today. Some of us, it's not wounds, it's not hurts. It's tenderness. We've lost tenderness. You understand what I'm saying? You've lost tenderness. It's not everybody that is wounded yet. Some of you have lost tenderness of your heart. You've been hardened by religion. Hardened by continuous repetition of what did not work. Until you can't even believe it. You don't even know you can't believe again. Thank you, Jesus, for the release. Glory to God. We have broken through. We have broken through. Glory to, oh my God. Can you release a joyful shout? Glory, can you sense what I'm talking about? Glory to God. Glory to God. We have that release now. Quickly, in 5-10 minutes, it'll be very short. You will understand and you'll demonstrate now. Thank you, Jesus. That scripture says, why we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporary, things that are not seen are eternal. How can I look at something I cannot see? How can I look at what cannot be seen? That sounds contradictory, right? We should look at the things that can be seen and not at the things that can be seen. How can I do that? Somebody say imagination. I can't hear you. Say imagination. So close your eyes and look at this mic. Look at me and this mic. Close your eyes. Close your eyes, please. Can you still see me? Can you see me jumping? Can you see me jumping? Open your eyes. Really look different from what you saw. So what you see is real. Tell your neighbor what you see is real. I won't go into all the scriptures that I plan to do with that. I think Luke 16 from verse 22. You'll see the story of the rich man and Lazarus. Both of them died, were buried, were taken. One was taken to hell. You just keep reading down. Verse 23, taken to hell, and that one to Abraham's bosom. Now, listen carefully. Every part of their body was where? Their physical body was where? In the ground, right? Now, anything you read after now was done by somebody whose physical body was in hell. In the ground. Are we together? They were not saved, but you can see all these capacities, because right now as a spirit, you can pick frequencies. And I'll show you how, and you will begin to see the result now. Are you ready? Together, want to go. And he cried. So what could he do? He could what? He could talk. Send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water so you can what? You can touch things. You can feel things. Let's go ahead and cool my tongue. So you can what? You can taste things. For I'm tormented in this flame. So you can what? You can feel things. Let's keep going. But Abraham said, son, remember that thou in thy lifetime received good and evil. So you can what? Come on. You can what? You can remember things. All this was functioning in hell. If you notice, at one point, Abraham's, the rich man said, send to my brothers, so you can reason, your intellect, everything is functioning perfectly. Where? Now quickly, where was his brain? Where was his brain? In the ground. Are we still sure? Where was his brain? Oh, in the ground. He didn't follow him to hell. All these things are performed by the brain, right? Are coordinated by the brain, right? Come on, are you together with me? Everybody should follow. You all understand. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is doing beautiful things right now.
Glory to God. It's going to families. Things are going on. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. I'm not telling you just by telling you, for telling you to encourage you. Things are actually going on right now. As you switched and got healed, things shifted in your atmosphere. Things began to happen in the family. You will see what I'm saying when you go back. Thank you, Father, for that. Now, we know medically that the brain is performing these functions, but we see it through the scripture, and it is very true, because in the spirit realm, all the functions continue, right? In the spirit, this physical realm copies everything that happens in the spirit. So in the spirit, actually, you can smell, you can taste, you can feel, and so on and so forth, right? We have scriptures to prove all those things. Now, if his brain was in the ground, it means his soul was responsible for all this, right? So his soul and his spirit were present in this occasion. Please follow. What are the components of the soul? We have the will, the emotions, and the what? The intellect. Can we say will, emotions, and intellect? Say after me. My soul is a spiritual part of me. This definition helped my life, because our definitions lay foundations for our experiences as Christians. Now, we know the normal definition: man is a spirit, he has a soul, lives in the body. But for the purpose of this brief teaching, understand this. There are people who will listen to this teaching and they will never stop giving words of knowledge for the rest of their lives, because they understood the light. The moment you think a thought, it happened in the spiritual part of you. Your soul is not physical. Is it physical? That means your thoughts are not what? Physical. Sounds simple. But I want you to understand that they are not in the realm of psychology somewhere. They are a spiritual part of you. They are spirit realities. So also are your emotions. All these parts can be impacted by the power of God. That's why in meetings like this, those three parts must be affected, right? It will touch your emotions. That teachers who teach, you know, that you don't, your emotions are not involved in your seeking God. I've had some of those funny things. I just wonder, people will be confused when they hear that kind of thing. If you just read your Bible small from when you are young, scriptures will be coming as you hear that kind of thing to show that this cannot be true. He that sits in heaven shall what? Shall laugh. Is that not an emotion? If God can laugh, then you can laugh. Are you getting what I'm saying? So, very simply, all those emotions are happening in the spiritual part of you. And that's why as you pray, you will notice that God will speak it through your what? Your emotions as well. As I was ministering just now, about 3 minutes ago, I began to feel the pain of that sister. And that's why I broke in tears. I can begin to forge into details and begin to paint graphic pictures now. Are you getting what I'm saying? But it will begin from as simple as a what? Emotion. Are we ready to receive this? The work of the fivefold is to equip the believers for the work of what? Of ministry. As Apostle Michael was speaking, he said the light is to shine where? Outside. Those platforms are going to come where you will demonstrate the joy of God. People will be activated into God experiences because you just stepped out believing that you are capable. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This makes it very simple. So as God speaks to you, what he's speaking is light, but it will land as different things. It can land in the realm of your intellect, it can land in your emotions, and it can land even in your will, your desire. That's why you should not play with those things that you suddenly began to desire in the atmospheres like this. Are you getting what I'm saying? Some of you start wanting things you didn't want before. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We're wired to believe that our ways are not his ways, you know. We should be careful of our thoughts and not his thoughts. That's not true. We have the mind of Christ. God will be influencing your will. So you'll be wanting things that are not your natural desires. That's one of the ways he speaks. Second one, through your emotions, you begin to feel things. That happens a lot with prophetic intercessors, right? As you intercede for people, you begin to feel people's pains. Sometimes you feel as if you are not saved. We are praying for an unsaved person. And the third one is through your intellect. It will land as pictures. Some say pictures. Now say videos. Say pictures and videos. camera people understand this very well. Light creates or gives platform for images. So what he spoke is light. But what will land in your heart is what? Pictures and videos. Can you say pictures and videos? Now, pay attention to this, please. And this is for the rest of your life. Anything you paint is real. Anything you see is what? Is real. Pastor Adeboye understands this secret so well. The dreaming. He will pray in the Holy Ghost for days and be painting the pictures. The Lord will be energizing those pictures until you can't doubt it. I've seen it work in my life as well. Preparing for meetings, that's how I do sometimes. I will paint the results in hours. Then the Holy Ghost will now take that platform and energize specific pictures. Can you say the Holy Ghost? We interrupt those pictures, the ones we generate personally, with exact, accurate images that will take place. But you need to understand that your thoughts are a spiritual part of you. So when you just suddenly think of somebody and the person calls, it was a word of knowledge. Madam, word of knowledge is what happened there. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's not to tell the person, ah, you're the son of your father. Eh? I just thought about you now. And are you getting what I'm saying? It's just to practice. Everybody stand there with mastery as what? They practiced. That's the difference between you and anybody else. They did what? They practiced. What qualified you to see in the spirit? Unless a man be born again, shall not what? See the kingdom of God. So to be born again means you can what? Are you getting what I'm saying? Simple, you can see. Once you are born again, you can what? You can see. I'm showing you the simplest way, the starting form. Are we together? Now, as the pictures land, I beg people, because this is your place of practice, a safe zone, so tell your neighbor, please get a neighbor quickly. Get a neighbor quickly. It will be very quick. Please get a neighbor. If your neighbor looks like they are still under the power of the African, get another neighbor. If your neighbor looks like they're not interested, please get another neighbor. Ask the neighbor very well. It will be confirmed. It's not forced. It's not compelled. Ask the neighbor, are you ready? Me, I'm ready. Oh. Some of you will be so shocked now. What's going to happen? Just believe. All right? Tell your neighbor, relax. There's no pressure here. There's no spotlight on you. It's okay to make a mistake. Tell the neighbor, well, low. Because some neighbors will start speaking in tongues over your head. Now tell your neighbor, I don't understand tongues. I said, tell your neighbor, I don't understand tongues. Are we together? Now, as for the purpose of just praying, we will pray. But you don't have to pray before it starts happening. All right? As you close your eyes, some of you, your eyes are on your tongue. As you start praying, they will tell you, ah, how do you know me? You were praying exactly what is going on in my life. Because as you start talking, accuracy is activated. You'll be saying things that you're not even aware of. Are you getting what I'm saying? So some can do that. You start out by faith, begin from where the word of God, you know, has already established truth. Nothing you say according to scriptures can be a lie, right? Come on, can be a lie, right? So you can't miss it technically. Because anything you say according to God's word cannot be a lie. So you begin to speak God's word to the person, I declare. Then you will notice pictures will start coming. Did you get what I just said? And if no picture comes, it's okay. But please, what I don't want is for you to see a random picture and be doubting it. Like, ah, this lady, 1985K. No. How can she be 1980? No, not 1989. This can be the breakthrough somebody is waiting for in this meeting. Are you getting what I'm saying? Are you ready? Now, I won't go into all the details. You can feel things happening in the person. Okay, let me just say that. As you're praying for some of these people, you might feel things happening in your body. And those things are the pains that they are going through. I mean, it could be a physical ailment. It could be a picture you saw of your mother and then you felt a pain in your left hand. So is there an issue with your mother's left hand? Say, ah, yes. For the past 5 years, I've not been able to move her hand. Beautiful. God is healing her now. Are you seeing that? Very simple. So, but as you are pushing, ensure that you don't doubt. If the person says, it doesn't really make sense, encourage your neighbor. Are you getting what I'm saying? tell your neighbor, it doesn't even make sense, but go on, go on. I believe in your anointing. Is that clear? Because we are practicing, right? If you don't practice, you cannot master. Say, if I don't practice, I can't master. Are we ready? You see, once more talk. Are we ready? Are we ready? I like these people. Are you ready? Now you take turns speaking. Don't pray over yourselves to cover the... Are you getting what I'm saying? I've seen all manner of things in this. That's when people will raise their tongue now and show you that. Okay, I don't understand tongues. Can you tell me what you're picking in your spirit? Is that all right? Let's fire on now. Lift up your voice and begin to speak in the Holy Ghost. Start in 1 minute. 1 minute, just pray in the spirit. Pay attention to the pictures in your heart. Go ahead. Pay attention to the pictures in your heart. Pay attention to the pictures in your heart. Just pay attention to the pictures in your heart. Pay attention to the pictures in your heart. Go ahead. Go ahead.
The God of David is teaching my hands to walk and my fingers to fire. Blessed be the God of David. Is teaching my hands to walk. My eyes will see and my ears will hear. My hands will touch. Blessed be God. My eyes will see and my ears will hear. Blessed be God.
Kai! Glory to Jesus. Oh yeah, go ahead now. Ask questions. Take turns. Take turns. You can take turns praying in your understanding. But please step out in a leap of faith. Ask questions. Does this make sense to you? Don't speak too authoritatively. Just ask questions. We are finished praying. Ask questions now. Or speak in your understanding to the person. We are finished praying. Nobody should be speaking in tongues now. Just ask questions. I'm picking this, I'm feeling this emotion. Does it make sense to you? If it doesn't, let's pray again. No problem. It's Riyasa.
These eyes we see, these ears we hear, and my heart will know. Blessed be God. My eyes we see, and my ears we hear. Blessed be God. Blessed be God. Oh my God, blessed be the God of David, is teaching my hands to walk. Blessed is the darling of David, is teaching my hands to walk.
My eyes will see, my ears will hear, and my heart will know.
Blessed be God.
My eyes will see, and my ears will hear.
Blessed be God.
Blessed be God.
Blessed, oh my God.
Blessed be God.
Chichi chano malai kam bi prem torenti yela le no lega.
Blessed be God.
Ask questions. Look at that, look at that. Things are happening all over the hall right now. Angels are dropping pictures and videos into spirits of people. You are trapping it accurately right now. See that? You see that? You see that? I told you. If the person is getting it, encourage the person. Go deeper, mama. Go deeper, papa. Go deeper. Go deeper. Go deeper. One more minute. If you haven't spoken yet, please take over. Even if you didn't pick anything, at least you can pray your understanding. Step out by faith and trust the Lord to guide your utterance as you pray. As you do that, something will start happening. You will start saying things that you didn't intend to say. Some of the words you get to, you will hang like, why am I feeling like there's a problem in this area or that area? You pause and you ask. Is that simple?
You have a river inside you. As you bless people, joy is activated. There's a joy you have when you bless God's people. There's a joy you have when God uses you. I've felt it again and again and again. And it's not only for the altar. It's not only for the fivefold. Every believer must know what it means to be used by their Father. Wow. Yes, yes, yes. 30 more seconds.
My eyes will see, and my ears will hear.
My heart will know. Blessed be God.
Blessed be God.
My eyes will see, and my ears will hear. Blessed be God.
Blessed be God. Blessed be God.
In Jesus' name we have prophesied. It's okay, Mama, it's okay. Papa, it's okay. Prophetess, Otito, it's okay. I'll take just three testimonies and we're out of here. Just three testimonies you want to share. You are the one that spoke, not the one who was spoken to, the one who spoke. And it was accurate, so we'll know who is they're speaking about. Accurate, detailed, accurate. It shocked you. You were surprised. You want to share? Please don't be shy, please. Don't be shy. All right, come. And then, as quickly as possible. Accurate details. So, I told her that she will have favor. She said yes. She's her name. Okay. Accurate details. You pick the detail you are shocked about. Please, let's quickly give them mics. Let's finish this quickly. Your own shocked you. You can't believe. All right. Please, you can be seated so we don't stand for too long. Quickly, please. They will hold it for you. Just straight to the point.
And then her mom was sick also. And I mentioned.
You mentioned that the mom was sick.
I actually heard her mom was sick. But uh-huh. Is somebody sick in your
house? I like that. Now, I forgot to mention this. When you're speaking, don't speak authoritatively. Like your mother is sick. Say, is anybody sick in your home? They say no. Not this boy. It's a question, yes or no. It's better than your mother is sick. I see God healing her. Say, my mother died 7 years ago. Now there's problem. Are you getting what I'm saying? This is the beginning period. So you will be, sometimes you will not know whether it's past, present, or future. Even Paul had an encounter and said, I don't know whether, was I in the body? Was I in the flesh? So there's some details you might not know. But you shall know you saw something. You picked something. So can we celebrate her? God bless you. Next person. Say what you saw and then say what was confirmed.
I saw my partner praying. She's a married woman praying for her husband, really crying and praying. And I heard, don't be worried, you will not be put to shame. So I was wondering how to tell a married woman about her husband, but I told her, and she said just this morning or so, she was praying about that same thing about her husband.
Can we celebrate that? Beautiful.
Hallelujah. My partner was down emotionally.
Start with what happened, what you said.
Okay, what I said to her was that I was asking her if she had an outbreak, and she said yes, and she was down about it, and I saw the Lord giving her someone, and her home too, I had vibration, and she affirmed that yesterday she had issues in her home, and I just spoke exactly what she was going through. And
can we celebrate that? Beautiful. Next person. Let nobody come out. This is a lot of people. I just wanted 3, 4, 5.
Okay, so while I was praying, I heard the scripture, be anxious for nothing. And then I told her that I hear a word that you should not be anxious. Because already I saw a picture of her tossing around in the bed and she doesn't sleep. But the word I heard was that she should not be anxious. I don't know if there's anything she's anxious about that the Lord is taking
is
away
she
anxiety.
It?
And she confirmed she it. That she actually doesn't sleep and she has lost sleep.
So we see that. Beautiful, dude. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. God bless you.
As I was praying, I saw two women. I was thinking probably a fiancé and a sister. So I asked him that, does he have issues with two women in his life, or does he have issues with a woman in his life? And I was like, yes, his sister and his mother, and we prayed about it.
Wow, beautiful, beautiful.
about my partner that we are together. Like I have a past intercessory ministry actually, and much more. Anytime I stay much more in place of prayer, there is this
thing power
of interceding for much more of people, of men of God, of ministers of God. So like when she was telling me that, like that she's seeing me pray much more, like interceding for men, for nations, and it was exactly correct. And also, like I have a desire to just travel abroad, like to school there. I'm not my see things online, maybe to travel abroad. And she confirmed it today. Like I was
beautiful.
Shocked.
Okay, you're the one that was spoken to.
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. I want to hear from the person who spoke. You know why I'm saying that, right? Just in case it's sensitive, so we don't see who was spoken about.
What happened to me was that the person that prayed for me said there will be restoration in my business. My business kind of went down, and what he said was true. So I just...
It's established in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, from the person who spoke.
I sent it in my spirit that the person I'm praying for need a job. So, and I told her, and she said yes. And I also sent it that she's one of the breadwinner of her family, and she confirmed it.
Beautiful. Celebrate that.
Sorry. Praise the Lord. So while I was praying with my partner, I just saw a picture of a car, only for me to ask him. And then he said he actually runs a transportation company.
Kai.
You sure?
Is that where it stopped? You were shocked.
Praise the Lord. I was praying with my partner and God opened my eyes, and I saw that the places all about her was so empty. And that was what was coming out from my mouth. God fear her. God fear her. And she was just attention looking at me. And moreover, what she prayed for me as well, she hit everything concerning my life. Everything concerning my life. She told me that God is giving me a platform. And I turned back and looked at her again. She said that the platform is very big and very close. And about 3 weeks ago, my general overseer prayed for me and set me free. And I'm preparing for it.
Beautiful. Can we celebrate God for that?
As we were praying, I saw my partner entering plane, traveling abroad. And when I spoke to him, he said, that's exactly what he's working on now.
Prophet.
So I saw my partner like on a hand railing, like climbing a staircase. So and I asked, and she was nodding her head, confirming. So I was like, there is one woman, like an aged woman, lying somewhere upstairs, and she confirmed. And I said I could see her standing up and calling people to tell them that she's already getting healed. And she confirmed. And then the spirit moved, and he was showing me a picture, and it was confirming that it was her husband. And I like, the Lord is taking me to her husband, and she was excited. I said I could see a car. I don't know if he's into a car business, but the Lord is doing something concerning his car, and she confirmed.
She confirmed it. Glory to Jesus for that.
Praise the Lord. While I was sitting with my partner, when he was talking about the heart pain, I saw her crying on the floor, and I heard, go to her, hug her. She was betrayed by someone. And when I prayed for her, it was the same thing I was hearing. And while I hugged her, I saw the picture of a lion. Lion of the tribe of Judah.
Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah.
While I was praying for my partner, I heard like projects, work, they don't want to help you. And I stopped and I asked her, oh, are you working on a project that someone has decided not to help you? And she broke down in tears and started crying, and she confirmed.
Glory to Jesus.
While I held my partner's hand, there's a picture that came to my a flash of a picture. It was Jesus in the boat. The wind was boisterous and it was about to sink, and Peter and Jesus said, come. And the scripture that was that came was theme for last year that said peace. And the Lord said, in the midst of the storm, even with the wind so boisterous, I will give you peace. And I started saying peace and peace. My peace I give, not as the world giveth. And immediately, my partner is the quiet one. She didn't say anything. But while I was done, she said, thank you. So that's just a confirmation on it.
Glory to God.
So when I was praying for my partner, something just dropped in my mind that God actually wants to use him. for his glory. So I prayed for him that God will use him. And also, it drops in my mind that he is to confirm, to tell him that he is a true son of the living God. And also, it drops in my heart that God had a plan for him to give him a very good woman as a wife. So for his ministry to go well, God's purpose for his life to come to pass. And he confirmed it immediately after the prayer.
Thank you. God bless.
While we were praying together, I saw my partner. I saw my partner. He has a sad face. Then a woman at his back. So I asked if his mom was sick because the woman looks older, like his mother. So
you
I
saw
asked,
it.
Yes, sir. So I asked if his mom was sick, and he confirmed. And I also said the Lord.
Did you
loves
pray him. For the mother?
Yes, we
all right.
That. So I also said the Lord loves him. Then he said he has been doubting if God's loving him.
Go ahead.
So when you told us how to see and do all that, when you were saying it, the images were coming into my mind, and I was like, I was afraid to tell you because I've never done this before. And I asked him that, did he have a sister that he doubts her way of the Lord? And he said yes. And I told him that sister, that her ways will be surely of the Lord.
Amen.
And I told him that he also wants to make some decision, and he said it is true. So
hallelujah to Jesus. Celebrate Jesus, everybody. Come on, celebrate Jesus, everybody. Celebrate Jesus, everybody. Come on, celebrate Jesus, everybody. Glory to God. May it never stop. May the joy continue to flow. In the name of Jesus. God bless you.